Had they realized that there were fewer than 130 men in Uden and only 3 tanks, they surely would have overrun the town. But evidently Winter's quick counterattack against their lead patrol convinced them that Uden was held in strength. Whatever the reason, they shifted the focus of their attack from Uden to Fechel. Winters and Nixon climbed to the belfry again. They had a clear view to Fechel, 6 kilometers south. It was fascinating, Winters recalled, sitting behind the German lines, watching tanks approach Fechel, German Air Force strafing, a terrific exchange of firepower. The members of EASY, who were in Fechel, remembered it as pure hell, the most intense shelling they had ever experienced. It was a desperate battle, the biggest the 506th had yet experienced. It was also critical. The enemy's cutting the road did not mean simply his walking across a piece of asphalt, the history of the division points out. That road was loaded with British transport vehicles of every type. Cutting the road meant fire and destruction for the vehicles that were caught. It meant clogging the road for its entire length with vehicles that suddenly had nowhere to go. For the men at Nijmegen and Arnhem, cutting the road was like severing an artery. The stuff of life, food, ammunition, medical supplies, no longer came north. Webster was in Fechel. When the German artillery began to come in, he took shelter in a cellar with a half dozen easy men, plus some Dutch civilians. It was a very depressing atmosphere, he wrote, listening to the civilians moan, shriek, sing hymns, and say their prayers. Private Don Hubler was with the 3rd Squad, 1st Platoon, hiding in a gateway. He decided to have some fun with Private Farris Rice, so he whistled a perfect imitation of an incoming shell. Rice fell flat on his face. That put Hubler in stitches. Boy, sure sucked you in on that one. God damn you, Hubler. That's bad on a guy. Bzoo, bam! A real shell came in. Hubler stopped laughing. Colonel Sink came roaring up in a jeep, jumped out, and began barking orders right and left. He got the men of EASY and those of D and F companies to establish a perimeter defense with orders to shoot at anything moving. Webster and the others climbed out of the cellar and went into an orchard. Webster and Private Don Wiseman frantically dug a foxhole, 2 feet wide, 6 feet long, 4 feet deep. They wanted to go deeper, but water was already seeping in. Sitting helplessly under intense artillery fire is pure hell.